President Trump says he's reviving an old tradition for school kids. Generations of kids did it: running, sit-ups, pull-ups, or push-ups. The presidential fitness test, created in 1966 and phased out in 2012.
This was a wonderful tradition, and we're bringing it back.
The president's also reviving the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. He showed off its new members at the White House, including a football legend.
LT, greatest ever, Lawrence Taylor.
And the president's excited.
This is an important step in our mission to make America healthy again.
And fits with his focus on sports.
You learn about people and you learn about how people compete. Now, it doesn't mean that if somebody's not a good athlete, a lot of people just are not good athletes, so they can't compete. But you learn about the people.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.